film with SRK for so long.
No, I've given up on that.
You have given up on that.
Yes, I have.
Why?
Because, you know, over all these years, there have been many polls that have said we both would look great together.
If you are telling a story of, let's say, a transgender, why not cast one? I'm a hardcore romantic. I'm a hardcore romantic.
I remember we discussed the chiffon saree wala scenario last time.
Yeah, yeah, I want to dance.
Koimoi.com.
Where are we lacking? What more needs to change according to you guys?
I think, you know, I think the female roles are better written today.
Yes.
They're not just, like Shefali said, they're not just relation. They're not just existent because of their relation to the men in the story. You know, they are individuals with their unique identities and stories and struggles and triumphs. So that is, I think we are seeing such a wide variety of female stories being told today. There's not one kind of woman or one kind of female character that you see across the content you're watching. Each yeah. one is different from the other. Each one is so well fleshed out. It's so nuanced. So I definitely think we're in a great, great space, but I can't imagine, I can't think of what should change. I only know that we're at a great place, but it can get better from here. I keep yeah. saying, how can this get any better? You know, but I don't know the answer to that.
Okay. Yusuf Ali?
I agree with Vidya. I don't know the answer to it, but I just hope it keeps growing and blossoming from here on. I hope we never reach a place where we say, okay, we've given the best we could to women. Because there's so much more. There's so much
there
more.
There is. There definitely is. But then casting Surya as Ayush, it's such a heartwarming decision. It's such a heartwarming decision. I celebrated it the moment I saw him on screen. So that's a conversation, right? That's a rampant debate that cast actors who represent the character in their real lives too. Most recently, Sushant Divgekar, also known as Rani Kohinoor, she called out people for casting cisgendered actors as transgender. Tell me, where do you stand in that conversation?
I think it's great to be inclusive. And today, that's the biggest conversation, not just in films, overall yes. in life, to be inclusive. I can't imagine anyone doing what Surya did. And not yes. just because that's who he is, but as an actor, put aside what his situation is. As an actor, I cannot imagine anyone in place of Surya.
Yes.
And I completely agree with this, that if you are telling a story of, let's say, a transgender, why not cast one? But again, this is cinema. Directors finally want actors. Finally, thank God. They want actors, not stars. So just to cast because you want to make a moral statement, I think that's unfair. You cast because you think that person is a good actor. Like an example, I mean, Surya is a perfect example of it.
Yes.
You know, he's not just cast because of who he is. He's cast because of how brilliant he is. So just to make it, yes, I agree. I completely believe in inclusivity. But at the same time, you have to know what requires what part of you, right? I mean, I believe that everyone should have equal job opportunities. But then in films, you need to know how to act. So if you don't know that, then I mean, I don't see... I feel it's wrong to judge either ways. It's yes. really wrong to judge because here it's not just about making a modern scene. And I'm all for inclusivity.
That's true. For you, Vidya?
I think Shefali said it so beautifully, you know, that, while I'm also all for inclusivity, I do think that the job of an actor is to act. So you can't just cast a person because of who he or she is in their lives if they're not actors or if they're not able to act. Like Surya was not an actor, but when we auditioned him, when Suresh auditioned him and realized he's fantastic it only added to the film. But you know, if we had not found an actor like Surya, we would have probably cast someone who did not have cerebral palsy, and we would have an actor who would have acted that part. Yeah. We lucked out. You don't always luck out, and then you can't compromise the film.
Yes.
Right? Because every director is greedy for his or her film, and it's only fair. So like she said so beautifully, you know, there should be no moral statement, and there cannot be any sort of pressure here. I also know that internationally there's so much talk of using colored actors,
yes,
actors of color, that sometimes I do feel they're pushing it too far. You know, it doesn't seem authentic. It's seeming so. You have to do what's correct for the film.
That's true. That's so true. So before I let you guys go, I want to give you guys an hypothetical situation, which is you have to shape up a film for yourself. You have to choose your director and your co-stars. Vidya, I know you have been manifesting that film with SRK for so long.
No, I've given up on that.
You have given up on that?
Yes, I have.
Why?
Because, you know, over all these years, there have been many polls that have said we both would look great together, that we should be cast together in a romantic film. But no one's ever approached me with such a story. So I've given up on that. I'd rather play Chaplin and be directed by Suresh Triveni again.
Wow. That's such a brilliant idea.
Well, you should I'd love that.
That's amazing.
I'm a very greedy actor. Yeah. I don't want to box it. Ke mujhe ye karna hai, ye karna hai. Mujhe sab karna.
Okay.
I want to do everything. I would love to work with Suresh Triveni again. I would love to work with Rishi Mehta again. And there are so many, but I've had first-hand experience with these two, and it's addictive once you work with them. I'd love to do a love story. I'm a hardcore romantic.
I remember we discussed the chiffon sari wala scenario last time.
Yeah, I want to dance. I want to do full dance and all. I really want to dance. Nobody takes me seriously. Like, I really want to dance. Like not running around trees, and I don't think I'm ill-equipped. I'm not capable of doing that. But like, I want to do like some nice bed. Like I don't know what, but I want to do dance.
Yeah, we are putting that out in the universe now.
Yeah, but listen. One minute. Let's put that out. Let's just put it out there. I want to do just some amazing work with some amazing brains. Let's put that out.
Yeah.
That is our
priority. Slash that, this is now a priority.
No, then the second comes the love story. I'm hardcore romantic.
Okay. Thank you so much for this conversation. All the best for everything that's ahead.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.